Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Megillah Yud Zayin, and we were holding towards the bottom on Test Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Amar Rabba, Amar Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Godoil Ol, Talmud Torah, Yeser Mikibud Avim. You're meant to know that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah surpasses Kibud Avim. How do we know? Shekol Oysan Shanim, Shehoye Yaakov Avinu, Beveis Eivar, Loi Nenash. Although Yaakov Avinu was punished by the absence of his son, Yosef HaTzadik, for 22 years. And as the Gemara will explain, it was an oynish for failing to observe Kibud Avim on his side. Yaakov Avinu was missing, was away from home for 22 years, and he was not able to honor his parents. And therefore, he too suffered that his son was not around for 22 years. Now, all the Mepharshim ask, what do you mean? Rivka Yemenu sent him off. She told Yaakov, go to Lavan, go find the Shidduch, go run away from Esav. Why would he get an Einish for being out of town? So Ibn Yaakov says a wonderful pshat. Kibud Avim is one of those mitzvahs where you get tzchar Olam Haba, and also, as the Mishnah says, you are Oichel Piru, same Beil Mazeh, you get tzchar even in this world. By being mechabed your parents, your children are mechabed you. He wasn't around to be mechabed his parents. Fine, it's circumstantial. He's not held responsible. But the fact is, he failed to be mechabed his parents for a period of 22 years. He too suffered that fate that his son was not around to be mechabed him. But, says the Gemara, it was only 22 years, not more. Although really, really he was away for 36 years, 14 of which was spent in the yeshiva of Eiver, learning Torah. Those 14 years are not counted. Why? Because Talmud Torah stands higher than Kibud Avim. Again, Shekol Oysen Shonim Shoye Yaakov Vino Beveis Eiver Loinenesh. He didn't get an Einish for those 14 years that he spent in Beis Eiver learning Torah. Okay, now we're going to figure out the years and the lifetime of Yaakov Avinu and see how everything fits together. Why is it that the Torah even mentions how many years Yishmael HaRasha lived? Rashi says, why bother mentioning the years of the Rasha? And the answer is, not for his own sake, rather, this way you can figure out how many years Yaakov lived in. You can work out his life and figure out that indeed he was learning for 14 years prior to his arrival at Lavan's home. Dichsev. How many years did Yishmael live? 137. How much, by how many years was Yishmael older than Yitzchak? 14 years, Zichsiv, V'Avram ben Shmoinim Shana V'Shei Shanim, B'Ledes Hagar Es Yishmael, Le'Avram. Avram was 86 when he had Yishmael. When did he have Yitzchak? 14 years later, Zichsiv, Avram, Avraham, Ben Me'as Shana V'Yivolad Lo Es Yitzchak Benoi. He was 100 when Yitzchak was born. So Yishmael is 14 over Yitzchak. Zichsiv, when did Yitzchak have Yaakov? When he was 60. Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Bledis Oysam. How old was Shmuel at that point? He was 14 years older than Yitzchak. 74. Bar Kam Havi Shmuel Kedis Yalad Yaakov Bar Shivim V'Arba. He was now 74 upon Yaakov Avinu's birth. How much until the end of his life, which is 137? Kama Paishan Mishnai. How many years left to Yishmael's life? Well, now he's 74. He died at 137. Leaves us with 63, Shita Mishlas, Shmitlas. That's exactly when Yaakov Avinu got the brachas. V'tanya, ha Yaakov Avinu b'shoshin is barach me'aviv ben shishim v'shalish shana. Yaakov Avinu was 63 when he got the brachas, and at that point Yishmael dies. Uboy be perak meis yishmael. Tachse, vayar Esav kiberach. Esav took notice of the fact that Yitzchak gave a bracha to Yaakov, and he wanted to find favor in his eyes. He went over to Yishmael to marry there. Vayelech Esav l'Yishmael, v'yikachas machlas bas Yishmael. So he married machlas, the daughter of Yishmael. By the way, we learn from here that a chasen gets mechilas avoynes. Machlas bas Yishmael, who was achos nevoyes, sister nevoyes. Why does the Torah have to mention that? Mimashma shenemar bas Yishmael. Once we know she's bas Yishmael, and we know that Yishmael had a son called Nevoyes, any idea she achos nevoyes? Don't you already know that she was Nevoyes' sister? There's a lesson. There's a point here. Malamet shekitu Yishmael. We learned that Yishmael, the father of Machlas, engaged Machlas to Esav. Umeis, and then he dies. V'yesia Nevoyes ochia, and her brother Nevoyes completes the marriage. And in any case, it's clear that when Yaakov got the brachos, Yishmael dies. Shitim v'tlas v'arbeisa. Okay, now let's go through the years that we do know about. Let's forget about the 14 years in Aver. We'll get to that soon. Let's work with the years that we know. Yaakov Avinu is how old right now? 63. He spent 14 years by Lavan, 7 for Rachel, 7 for Leah, prior to Yosef's birth. Then he added another 6 years. He worked for the Tzoyin. He was rewarded with the animals there. So, at the point of Yosef's birth, how old is Yaakov? Hashivin v'shiva, he's 77. 63 at the brachos, add 14, 77. Uksiv, let's fast forward. Uksiv v'yosef v'shleshim shana b'am lefnei pari. So Yosef is born right now, at year 77 of Yaakov. He went through many travails. He ended up by pari when he was 30 years old. At 32, 77, Hamei Yevashev. Now Yaakov Avinu is 107. Add the 7 plenty years of plenty, the Sheva Shnei HaSoiva in Mitzrayim. Shave the 7, the Sova of the Soiva. V'tate the Kafna, 2 more of the hunger. It was meant to be 7, but the hunger stopped when Yaakov Avinu arrived. So you have 7 and 2. Add that to 107 of Yaakov, Hameo Vishitzar, gets you to 116. You would think Yaakov now was 116, but the Pasuk says otherwise. When Yaakov arrives, he's presented to Pari, and Pari looks at him. Wow, you look ancient. How old are you? Uksiv, Vayomer Pari, Yaakov, Kama Yimei Shnei Chayecha, how old are you? Vayomer Yaakov, al Pari, I'm not that old. I went through lots of tzaris, but I'm only 130. What do you mean? He's 116, not 130. We're missing 14 years. Mayav Shitzer Havyan. He should be 116, not 130. What happened to the 14 missing years? Elish Mamino. This proves our point. Abras Reshnin, the Hava Beis Aver, Lechashavlu. We never counted those 14 years which he spent in the Beis Aver. In that yeshiva immersed in Torah. In fact, the Pasuk says, the beginning of Vayetze, that he had that dream, and he Vayishka Balailahu, and the Rashi brings the Medrash that he hadn't slept until that point. He hadn't slept in the Yeshiva of Aver. Perhaps he took a doze, but never really went to sleep. 14 years consecutive learning, continuous Torah, to set him on that right footing to build a home, start a family, which will be founded upon the foundations of Torah. In any case, we're missing 14 years, which he spent in Aver. The sign, as we learned in a Braisa. Hoye Yaakov beveis Aver, mutman, he was buried, he was immersed in the yeshiva of Aver, Arbas Rishon, 14 years. Now, when did Aver pass away? Aver meis lachash yored Yaakov avinu la'aram na'arayim shtei shon. It so happens that 2 years after Yaakov's departure from Aver, when Yaakov went to Aram na'arayim, 2 years later, Aver passes away. Yotza, and Yaakov Avinu left 2 years prior to Aver's passing. Yotza Misham Baloi LaRam Narayim. So we added the 14 years. Again, he was 63 at the brachis, 14 years in the yeshiva, nimtza. Now, it turns out, how old was he when he got to Lavan? When he got to the Be'er where he met Rachel? Kesha Amad ala Be'er ben Shivim v'sheva shana, 77. So we added a missing 14 years. And that's how he ended up being 130 at Pari. Umanolon delemi anish. In fact, what do we see that he wasn't punished? That it wasn't held against him. The Sanyo Nimtza Yosef Shepirosh Mi'aviv Esr Mishtaim Shana. We make a cheshmen. We will calculate that Yosef was gone, was missing from his father's home for 22 years. Kishem Shepirosh Yaakov Avinu Mi'aviv Di Yaakov. Kishem Shepirosh Yaakov Avinu Mi'aviv, which is the same number of years that Yaakov Avinu was missing from his father's home. Now, how do we get to 22 years of Yosef's absence? Rashi explains he was 17 years old when he was sent to find his brothers, and he was taken and sold. And as we learned before, when he was presented to Paro, how old was he? 30. So that's a gap of 13 years. Then we spoke about the 7 Shnei HaSeiva and 2 Shnei HaRav, those are 9. That gets you to 22. The question is, Yaakov was missing for 36 years. The Yaakov tlasim v'shita havya. Ella, this proves our point. Arvesa the havavese ever loy chasher lehu. We don't count the 14 years in yeshiva. So we're left with only 22, which is exactly how long Yosef was missing. Soif, at the end of the day, the base lovin esr mishnin havin. How do you get to 22? Yaakov was in the house of Lavan only 20 years. 7 years for Rachel, 7 for Leah, 6 for the sheep. Elam shum deyishtai b'urcha tart in shnin. He delayed his homecoming for another 2 years. The son yotza maram naraim, although he left Lavan's area. But then he had a stop on the way. Ubala l'sukos. He came to this place called Sukos. V'asa shom shmon esar chodesh. We spent 18 months, shnemar. V'yaakov nasa sukos. So he came to Sukos. V'even le'bais, he made this home for winter. Ulu Mekneu also Sukkos. He made these huts for his animals. Sukkos, twice for the summertime. So it was a summer, a winter and a summer, 18 months. Ulu Beisel also Shishachadoshim. He spent 6 months in the Beisel. Vikar Zvachim was Makav Kabonis. So after these 24 months, he finally came back home. So add these 2 years to the 20 that he spent by love. A total of 22 years, which is exactly how long Yosef was missing. In any case, we learn from here that Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosef Mekibud Avayim, Hadron Lach Megillah Nikris, says the Mishnah, HaKodos HaMegillah L'mafreya L'yotza. If one reads the Megillah out of order, out of sequence, backwards, Pasuk B and then Pasuk A, he's not Yosef. Karal Peh, he reads it by heart, not out of a Megillah. Karal Targum, he reads it in Aramaic, B'chaloshen or in any other language, Layotze is not Yotze. But to foreigners, we can read it Balaz in their language. Valoy is Shishama Shuris Yotze. However, even a foreigner who happens to hear Lashon Kodesh, even he doesn't understand his Yotze. Korosi Rugen, he reads it incrementally with breaks. Reads a bit, takes a break, reads a bit more. Umis Namnam, or dozing off Yotze. Hayokais. Well, let's say he wasn't really getting up to read the Megillah, he was just a sefer writing the Megillah, and as he's writing, he's reading the words from the Megillah that he is copying. Dersha, or he was explaining, learning the Megillah, and reading the words as he went along. Umagia is editing, and again, reading the words as he's going along. Im kiven libi yatsa, if he's trying to be yaitse, fine. Vim lav liyatsa, if he just happens to be reading without kavana to be yaitse, he's not yaitse. Hoysuk suva basam, suppose Megillah was written using colored ink, yellowish ink, or basic or reddish ink, or bakumus, some tree sap, kankantum, some other paint, alanayar, what was written on plain paper made from plants, al diftera, unprocessed animal skin, la yatsa, that's not a Megillah, achetek suva bashuris, unless it's written with lashon hakodesh, ala sefer on parchment, to bedio using proper ink. Manana Mila asks the Gemara. How do we know that reading the Megillah out of sequence doesn't work? Amarava la Makra. Pasuk says, Kiksava mukizmanam. You fulfill the mitzvahs of Purim the way it's written, in a timely manner. Mazmanam la Mafreya la, just as time only goes in order. You can't have day 15 of Adar before day 14. Af ksavam l'mafreya loy. Likewise, when it comes to the ksava of the Megillah, it has to be done in order. Midi kriya ksiva hacha. Where is the pasuk speaking about reading the Megillah? Asiya ksiva hacha. Pasuk speaking about fulfilling the Yimei Purim, doing the mitzvahs. Nothing to do with kriya sa Megillah ksiv. Liyas oisim eshneha yamim. Pasuk is clearly speaking about observing the days, doing the mitzvahs. Kichsavam kizmanam. Nothing to do with reading Megillah. Ela mahacha, rather from this pasuk. Tachsiv, vayam me'ilu niskar v'nasim. Niskar means remembering, reenacting, reading the Megillah, and re-experiencing that experience. V'nasim, and fulfillment of the day, mitzvahs hayim. Iskish, zechir l'asiyo. We connect the remembrance, the reading of Megillah, to the practical fulfillment of the mitzvahs. And we say, ma'asiyah ma'afriya loy, just as when it comes to asiyah, that can be done backwards. For instance, you can't have your Sudas Purim a day early. Af zechir ma'afriya loy. Likewise, when it comes to reading the Megillah, it has to be in order. Tana, the Brisa adds, not only by Megillah does it need to be in order, v'chein b'halal. Same with reading halal. V'chein b'kriyashma, u'betfila, reading krishma and tefillah as well. Then we'll go through all the sources for these halachas. Halal menalan. So we discussed Megillah. What about halal? Why only in order? Rabba Amar l'chsiv. In halal we say, mimizrach shemesh ab nevayay. We praise Hashem from mizrach shemesh ab nevayay, from sunrise to sunset. Well, you can have sunset before sunrise. And therefore, praising Hashem has to be in order as well. So this pasuk tells us everything has to be in proper order. Rav Yosef Amar, we have the pasuk which says, Zeh hayom asa Hashem, Nagila v'nismecha boy. Just as a yom is in sequence, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, it goes in order. Likewise, the Hillel, the praise of Hashem, has to follow a certain order. Rav Avi Amar, Yishem Hashem v'vayrach, you praise Hashem's name. And just as Hashem, Rashi says, is kavayasai, the way it is, it's absolute. Can't be reversed or placed out of order, chas v'shalom. So our praise of Hashem has to be in order as well. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchok, v'teima sam sev, acha bar Yaakov, amar mehocha, from here. Me'atav avad oylam. We praise Hashem from now until eternity. First comes now, and then comes oylam. It has to be in order. So we learn from here that reading halal, lema freya is not yetzi. It needs to be according to the seder, the order, the sequence of the psukim. What about kriya shema, the sanya? Krishma kiksava. One can only read Krishma kiksava the way it's meant to be written. Rashi says, "B'lashon haKodesh, v'lo b'lashon acher." Only in lashon haKodesh. David Rebbe, Chacham Aimer, no. B'chaloshon you can read Krishma in any language. My time with the Rebbe. What's Rebbe's raya? I'm a krov v'hayu. V'hayu advar meila. We learn. You have to do it in the original form. V'haviyasan yehu. Only in lashon haKodesh. V'rabbona my time. How come the rabbonon allow any language? I'm a krov. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. We learn Shema is any language that you can understand. B'chalosh and Shatei Shemiya. Rabbi Nami Yaksiv Shema. What does Rabbi do with Shema, which sounds like any language works? How b'bo'ilei, that word is needed for another halacha. Hashmeh la'oznecha. Masha t'moitzi mipicha. When you say Shema, don't just whisper. You have to actually hear what you're saying. Rabbanu Savri, they hold, that's not true. Keman the Omer, like the Shita, Hakares Shema. Although the Chatchil, you meant to say Shema in a manner that you hear what you're saying, but if you happen to say it without listening, without hearing it at all, if it wasn't audible to you, you're right, Yaitse. So, according to Rabbanan, we don't need the word Shema for that halacha. Rather, it's coming to tell you any language works. Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan? What are they going to do with Vahayu of Rebbe, which sounds like you have to follow the original format? Lashon Kodesh only. It's coming to tell you, Lema Freya. Ha'u me'bayle, Shulay yikru ma'freya. Vahayu is coming to tell you, you have to read Shema in order, as opposed to out of order. It's not coming to tell you about Lashon HaKodesh. How does Rabbi know that halacha? Mafreya doesn't work. Because it says, Bahayu hadvarim, the extra hey. You have to follow the absolute order. Midvarim hadvarim. Rabbanan. What did the Rabbanan do with the hey? They already learned mafreya from Bahayu. Dvarim hadvarim lamashmalu. According to them, the hey is not something which they're concerned with. It's just a way of speaking. It doesn't have to be used for a drasha. Bottom line, it's all agree that Lamafreya by Shema is possible, whether it's because of Bahayu, according to Rabbi. Whether it's according to Bahayu or according to Rabbanan, or because of Hadvarim according to Rabbi. And there is a machlekes, Rabbi holds. Bahayu tells you, you can dafka read Shema in Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbanan, on the other hand, say no. The word Shema tells you, B'chol Lashon Shata Shemea, says the Gemara. You know, there's a discussion back in Saita, whether Kriyas HaTorah can be accomplished in any language. Perhaps that's related to our discussion. Lema Kasava Rebbe, perhaps Rebbe will hold. Again, Rebbe is the one who says that V'hoyu teaches you Kriyas Shema is only going to work B'Lashon HaKadosh. Why does the Pasuk have to tell you that? Why would I think otherwise? Lema Kasava Rebbe, apparently Rebbe holds K'la Torah Kula B'chol Lashon Emra. That typically Kriyas HaTorah can take place in any language. And therefore, the Pasuk comes and says, no, Shema is different. Typically, any language works, but Shema has to be in the original form. Because if you were to suggest that according to Rebbe, you can read Kriyas HaTorah in any language, if you can only read Kriyas HaTorah in Lashon Kodesh, that requirement is universal. Why do we have to have a special Pasuk to tell you that Shema is Lashon Kodesh? In any case, every Kriyas HaTorah is Lashon Kodesh. This is Lashon Kodesh Nemra. If otherwise, you can only read things of Torah of Lashon HaKodesh, Lomar Lili Mechtav Ahayi, why in the world would you have to have a special Pasuk by Shema? Why would I think it's different? Now let's just take a quick pause here. Rashi learns. When the Gemara says, B'chol Lashon Nemra, it means Kriyas HaTorah. Tosfos asks, other than Parsha Zohar, there is no Kriyas HaTorah. Min HaTorah. There's no Din Midaraisa to read Torah, it's Takanas Chazal. So Tosfos learns differently than Rashi. He says that when the Gemara says, Kol HaTorah Kula B'chol Lashon Nemra, it's referring to those Kriyas that one is obligated to do Midaraisa. For instance, by the Chalitza, they would have to call out Psukim, by the Egla Rufla, Vidui Maser, by Bikurim. There are all types of recitations that are Minat Torah. And that's what the Gemara is referring to. Not Kriyas HaTorah that we do on a weekly basis. Rather, all those readings that are obligated Minat Torah. And that's what the Gemara means. So in any case, back to the Gemara, it would seem from the fact that Rebbe requires a Pasuk, Vahayu, that by Krishma needs to be Lashon HaKodesh, wouldn't that indicate that otherwise or other kriyas can be b'chaloshim. Is that true? Says the Gemara, not necessarily. It's true. Perhaps he personally would hold that typically all kriyas are Lashon Kodesh. Why then do we need a special pasuk by Shema, Lashon Kodesh only? Sankada de Chamina, perhaps I would say Shema ki Rabbanon. Remember we have that extra word, Shema, and perhaps we can interpret it like the Rabbanon that any language works. Perhaps Krishma is different. Kasa Rahmana Bahayu, that's why we need Bahayu to counteract, counterbalance the Shema and tell you, no. Krishma is Balashna Kodesh, like anywhere else. Conversely, says the Gemara, Lemur Ksav Rabbanon, Kola Teru Balashna Kodesh Nemra, the Rabbanon who require Pasuk Shema to tell you that you can read Krishma in any language, doesn't that indicate? Isn't that a raya? They personally hold that otherwise. Kriyas HaTorah can take place in any, only B'Lashon HaKodesh. And that's why we need a Pasuk by Shema to tell you, Shema works in any language. Lema Kasav Rabbanan, shall we suggest that the Rabbanan's opinion is, that Kol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, that typically you can only read Torah from Lashon HaKodesh. This is HaGadai Tech B'Chol Lashon Nemra, because otherwise, if you can have Kriyas HaTorah in any language, Lomali L'Mechtav Shema, why would you need a special Pasuk by Kriyas Shema, the word Shema, to tell you, that any language works. Why would it be different than Kol HaTorah Kula? Is that a good raya? No, not necessarily. Perhaps, typically, you can do Kriyas HaTorah in any language. Why then do I need a special allowance by Kriyas Shema? It's needed. Perhaps I would say V'hayu K'Rebi. Let's interpret the word V'hayu like Rebbe does. V'hayu, absoluteness, in its original form, Lashon Kodesh. And Shema is different than elsewhere. That's why we need a pasuk, Kasa Rachmana Shema, to tell you otherwise. So bottom line is, we don't really have any clear indication as to what the Shita of Rebbe and Rabban is regarding Kol HaTorah. We know that by Shema there's machlokes between the two. Rebbe says, Dafka Lashon Kodesh, Chacham say Shema, B'chol Lashon Shatu Shemi. But in any case, all agree, you have to read the psukim in sequence. What was the final item on the list? Tefillah. We discussed Megillah, Hallel, Krishma. Tefillah has to be in order as well. Menullah, how do we know? The Sanya, Shimon HaPakuli, Shimon the cotton merchant, was actually a great man. Hister Shmoina Esrei Brochis, Lifnei Rabban Gamliel. He arranged the 18 Brochis of Shimon Esrei in front of Rabban Gamliel, Ala Seder, in their proper order, B'yavna, when he was in Yavna. Amr B'yechen, he had a different version of the origin of Shemini Esrei. V'amrilo, some say, Masnis Atana, we learned in a Braisa. May of Esrem Zekenim, there were 120 Chachamim, elders. U'behem kamu Nevi'im, amongst them, many Nevi'im. Chagai, Zechai, Malachi. This was the Anshe Knesset Sagdela. They were Masakin. Tiknu Shemini Esrei Brochis, Allah say that they presented, they arranged, they organized the 18 Brochis of Shemini Esrei, which was later actually changed to 19 when they added the bracha of l'mashim. Now, why dafka in this order? Tanu Rabban, menayin she'omrim avos. How do we know that we say a bracha called avos, mentioning the great ancestors of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov? Shnemar havel Hashem b'nei elim. Relate to Hashem. Speak to Hashem about the elim, about the great ones. U'menayin she'omrim gvuris. What about describing Hashem's power? Ata gibur l'olam Hashem. Shnemar havel Hashem kavod v'oiz. Attribute power to Hashem. That's the second bracha. U'menayin she'omrim kedushis. What about ata kodesh? Describing the kedusha of Hashem. Shnemar havel Hashem kavod shemoy. Yishtach v'al Hashem b'hadros kodesh. So that gets us past the first three brachas. Avos, gvuris, and kedushis. U'ma'ro le'mar bina acha kedusha. Why did they place the bracha of bina, of wisdom, of understanding, after Ata Kodesh? Why does it belong there? Shenemar v'yigdushu es kodesh Yaakov v'esalakei Yisrael le'aritzu. So first you relate to Hashem's holiness, you elevate yourself, and you avail yourself to Hashem's chachma and wisdom. V'samach le'i, and afterwards it says, v'samach le'i v'yadu soyei ruach bina. So once you avail yourself to Hashem's kedusha, then you earn Hashem's wisdom, so to speak, and you can discern good from bad. You realize perhaps you're mistaken. You have that clarity, that chachma. So the tefillah, Hashem give us wisdom, comes after. We avail ourselves, we elevate ourselves, we rise. We get to the point of kedusha, and then we ask for chachma. Umaro leima tshuva achar bina. What is the bracha of tshuva? Hashivena avinu sar secha come after atochenin. Yichsiv ulevava yavin v'shav rafaloi. It's a natural extension. Wisdom brings understanding. It brings clarity. It brings tshuva when needed. Levava Yavin, once his heart understands the truth, he turns back. Vishav, he does tshuva v'rafaloi, and he is healed. His nefesh is healed. His guf is healed. Yehoch, if that's the case, that refuah follows to his tshuva, leimer refuah basra the tshuva. Why doesn't refa'in refuah follow immediately after the tefillah, the bracha of Hashiveinu? Marsha explains. More is assuming that part of the tshuva process, sometimes yisurim have to arrive. Hardships, suffering, to cleanse the person of his avera. Isn't that what the pasuk says? Levava yavin. First the person gets to the clarity. He achieves that proper understanding. He grips himself. Does the tshuva, v'shav, v'rafaloi. And afterwards, he gets the refuah. You can't say that. We need another bracha right in there. The bracha of slach lono, which represents the phase 2 of the tshuva, the completion of the tshuva, where Hashem brings us back to him, as the Talmud Devar explains, and others for him. A person in his tshuva could only achieve that much, could only go that far. He needs Hashem to pull him back in, to reconnect him. A person returns. Hashem provides a slicha, that reconnection. So apparently it's Hashivenu, Snachlonu, and only afterwards can we have refuah. Well, now we have a contradiction in the Psukim, because in the first Pasuk, we see otherwise. Without Slicha. And here we have Slicha. Why do you follow the second Pasuk as opposed to the first? Why do you support yourself with the second Pasuk rather than the first Pasuk? We have a third Pasuk as well, which supports this order. Hashem completes the tshuva, gives the Slicha, and only then does the refuah, is the remedy completed? Hagayil Mashachas Chayech asks the Gemara. L'meimer de Gula refuah basa slicha hi. So, you mean to say that refuah only comes after slicha? Because the true process involves a two-phase process, Hashivenu Slachlonu, and then only refuah, the completion. What about that first pasuk, which says, or seems to say, refuah comes right after your teshuva, v'aksiv v'shava rafalai. Hahu lav refuah d'tachlum hi. You're mistaken. That's not speaking about physical remedy, physical healing from Yisurim. Ela refuah d'slicha hi. We're speaking about that spiritual healing, which takes place at the completion of the teshuva process. V'shav v'rafalai, he gets that healing for his nefesh. But as far as the goof's part of things, that perhaps comes later if a person will have to experience Yisurim, which only comes as an expression of goodwill, of love, where Hashem is trying to complete that cleansing process. That's only after the tshuva, after the complete tshuva. Shiveinu, slachlonu, and only then is there the bracha of heal me, complete the cleansing process of the guf. The question is, what about the bracha of Goyal Yisrael? How does that come right in here between slachlonu and refa'inu? Interrupting the process here. Umal ro loy mar gula bashvius. How does the bracha of Goyal Yisrael get into number 7 slot? Amar Rav Metech Shasidin the Goyal bashvius. Since Lasad Lave Bukarvi Amenu, Klal Yisrael's gula will take place on year 7 of Shemitah, on the 7th of the actual Shemitah year. That's his man mesugal for the gula. Lefichach kavua bashvius. That's what Chazal decided to insert Goyal Yisrael in the number 7 slot. But it would appear that it does have a connection. It does relate somewhat to the tshuva process. When a person comes back to Hashem, Hashiveinu, Slachlonu, extract me from my hardship, extract me from the effect of me'avira, Re'evon Yenu, right? And then, heal me completely, refine. So you mean to say Geula will take place on Shemitah? Va'amar Mar. We learn elsewhere, Bashishas Koilis. Bishvi'is Muhammad. On year 6 of the Shemitah cycle, it's going to be Koilis. Rumors that Mashiach is coming. Or some say, sounds of war. That is imminent. Bashvi'is Muhammad, on year 7 of Shemitah itself, there will be wars raging. Rashi says, in Sanhedrin Tzadik Zayin, Muhammad's been Oide Kacham Yisrael. Ebbe Moitzoy Shvi'is Ben David, but only after Shvi'is, on year 8. Of the Shemitah cycle, will we experience Mashiach? How can you say that Geula is on Shemitah? And that's why Goyal Yisrael is bracha number 7. Nochama Nami, even the war experience, Aschata the Geula, he's considered the initiation of the redemption process. And therefore, we put it into number 7. Because the Geula begins on Shemitah on year 7. Umaro leimar refuah b'shminis. Why is the bracha of Refi Chayla Am Yisrael bracha number 8? What do you mean, asks the Marsha? We just explained, because refuah completes the tshuva process. It's meant to be in close proximity to tshuva. Says the Marsha, but we already interrupted the sequence. We put Goyal Yisrael in there. So why would you do that instead of placing Refa'inu right near the tshuva? Good, there's a reason. Gula's b'shvius, but why would that override the fact that refuah is part of the tshuva process, as we learn from the psukim, And the answer to that is that we do have another reason to favor placing Rufeinu in slot number 8. Amar ba'acha meter shenitna mila b'shminis. Since the mitzvah of mila is meant to be performed on day 8 of the child, shetz richa rufo, which requires healing and remedying, leficha kavo b'shminis, that's why Chachamim placed the bracha of rufua in slot number 8. Says Reb Tzedek HaKohen, mila is the only thing that needs refuah. Lo yaleinu, lots of other things require refuah. So why do we relate it to mila? And that's where it gets slot number 8. Says Reb Tzedek HaKohen, in an ideal world, the way it was meant to be, no sicknesses, no illnesses. The only thing that needs refuah is mila. The mitzvah of the Torah. So, ideally, refuah only pertains to mitzvah smila. That's what it's meant to be. And since mila is on day 8, refeinu is in bracha number 8. Umaro loyma brichas hashana b'tshias. Why did they position the bracha of baruch aleinu, asking for sustenance for parnasa, in slot number 9? Om Alexandri keneged mafkiya sh'orim. One of the focal points, one of the things that we focus on when we daven to Hashem by Baruch Aleinu, keneged mafkiya sh'orim, to challenge, to negate those price gougers, those fellows who hoard supplies, to hike up, to artificially raise the prices. Yosef Shvor Zroya Rasha, David HaMelech was asking, davening, that Hashem should subdue these fellows. V'david ki amra b'tshias amra, and it was exactly in Perek 9 in Tehillim, where David HaMelech asks for these things, and therefore we put it in Tefillah number 9. Rashi asks, he's looking at Tehillim, it's really in Perek Ches, not Perek Tes. Actually in Perek Yud. So it's one off. So what do we say in Perek 9? So he says that really Ashrei and Lama Rok Shugoyim, the first two kapitloch, are really meant to be one. It was really one Perek that was split into two. Umar Bracha says that. So really, technically, Shvar Zera Rasha is considered in Perek Tes. Continues the Gemara. Umaro Leimar Kibbutz Golis. Now up to Tekabesh Hefer Gadol, Mekabesh Nitcheyam Yisrael, Hashem collecting, gathering all the exiles. Why was that placed in the next slot? La'achar brichas Hashem. D'chsiv. Because that's the way it's meant to be. Va'atam hori Yisrael anfchem. Titnu upreichem tisul am Yisrael. Ki karvu lovei. And finally, the pasuk tells us that Eretz Yisrael will enjoy economic resurgence. A bracha in its produce. A bracha in the peris. Which will be in preparation, in anticipation of a Klal Yisrael's return to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, you know what's a real simon for the upcoming Geula? When it is strong, becomes productive and fruitful, enjoying economic success. That's a forerunner, a harboring for the Geula, B'Karb Yamin. So after Baruch Aleinu, Brachas Hashanu, we have B'Kabez Nitzchei Am Yisrael. Next, Brachas Hashiva Shefteinu. Yekivishin Eskap Tzugolis. Once we have the ingathering of the exiles, Nasadim Rishayim, Hashem applies din to the Rishayim, Shanemar Vashiva Yodai Alayich, Vetrev Kibar Sigayich, Oksiv Vashiva Sheftayach Kibar Rishayim. Hashem removes the Rishayim, passes judgment against the sinners, who reestablish our court system, so that everything runs properly in line. Bekivish Nasadim Rishayim, once the din is applied to the Rishayim, the next bracha is Vela Malshinim, which was actually added later, Kola Poshim, all the Poshim, the challengers, to Klal Yisrael, to the Torah, get rid of them. The Koyel Zaydim Imoim, and the Zaydim as well, Rashi learns, seems to learn that the Zaydim is the ones that are openly negating our Torah, the Minim, of the challenge, the authenticity of our Torah. Shenemar, V'shever Poshim V'chatoim Yachta V'iz V'Hashem Yichlu. So all those challengers, all those Poshim V'chatoim, will be removed. Now up to Al Tzadikim Al Chasidim, which includes a reference to Geri Yisrael, Geri Atzedek. Once the Poshim are out of the way, Mitzrayim Yemes Keren Tzadikim. the tzaddikim's status gets raised. Tachsiv, v'cholkani rishom agadeya terimam rakanis tzaddik. When the rishom lose their stature, the tzaddikim rise back up. V'koylel geiri atzaddikim atzaddikim include the geirim. With tzaddikim, the same bracha shenemar, we find the pasuk does as well. V'pnei sei v'tzokim, v'adat v'pnei tzokim. And what does it say afterwards? V'samach leik, chiyogir itchem ger. A ger, what he went through, abandoned, left everything behind, and joined Klal Yisrael. He deserves to be together, mentioned together, honorable mention together with the tzaddikim. Next bracha, v'lushlaim ircha. V'eichem esremem eskarnam. Where? Where's the place where the tzaddikim gain high stature, regain their former glory? Yerushalayim. Shnema shalu shloim Yerushalayim, yishloyu avoyach. The lovers of Yerushalayim, the tzaddikim, will regain their stature, get their hatzlacha back in Yerushalayim. V'kiv shnivis Yerushalayim. Once Yerushalayim is built, we're ready for geula. Ba David HaMelech arrives. Shenemar achar Yeshuv bnei Yisrael. Rashi learns after they come back to Yerushalayim, rebuild the Mikdash. Ubikshu es Hashem alekeim es David Malkam. We will be ready. We'll be asking Hashem to come back to bring back David HaMelech. It's clear from the Gemara. The Mashal elaborates on this that there will be a resurgence, rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael, rebuilding of Yerushalayim in anticipation as a hachona for the geula, for David HaMelech's arrival. V'kivin sheba David basa tefila. The next bracha is, we go to Ritzei, right? Hashem should welcome our tefilas. Once David HaMelech arrives, we regain our power of tefila. We can really reconnect to Hashem. Shenemar v'yesim l'harkochi v'simachtim v'yis tefilasi. We come back to v'yis hamigdash, and we daven. This time, instead of from sorrow and yisurim, we daven with tefila, with simcha. The next step is karbanis. V'chivin shabas tefila, bas avoida, shenemar aliseim v'zivchem l'orzal mizbechi. That's how we get to the Ritzei, which discusses the avoida of the karbanis. And the next bracha is moedim. V'kivin shabas avoida, bas atoida. Once you have the avoida of the karbanis, you thank, you acknowledge, you really reconnect to Hashem, shenemar zaveach toida, yichabedonini. So the bringing of a carbon brings a person to that ultimate connection. He's totally connected, totally Moida to Hashem, acknowledges, appreciates Hashem, Zaveach Toida, Yichabdonani, the Zvicha brings the true Toida, and that's how we get Moidim, Nachnoloch, following the Bracha of Ritzei. Alright, to be continued, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Let's just recap today's daf briefly. Although Yaakov Avinu was Nenash, he was missing Yosef for a full 22 years, which corresponded to his absence, his years of absence from his own parents. He was not punished for the 14 years that he spent in Beis Aver, and we learned that Godol Talmud Torah Yosef Mekibud Aveim. The Megillah has to be written on parchment, Lashon Kodesh, using black ink. You can't read Lima Freya, whether it's Megillah, Halal, Krishma, or Tefillah, concluded with an in-depth, detailed explanation of why the Chachamim decided to place the brachos of Shemini Esrei in the sequence which they did. All the best to you, Psurus Tevis of Klal Yisrael, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.